My brothers and sisters, we just read from the book of Genesis, where it says, God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him. Let me say this. I believe that Jesus was all about relationships, about how we human beings relate to each other, how we do that in caring and giving ways. Relationships can be very good. And sometimes they're even wonderful. They're life-giving, and sometimes they're even life-saving. But relationships are sometimes challenging, sometimes frustrating, difficult, sometimes pain-filled, and yes, even sometimes destructive. You could say we are defined by our relationships. Life is all about relationships. And oftentimes, maybe most of the time, we are wrapped up in how we relate to each other. And that's where we really are supposed to be thinking about when somebody comes to confession and they're not sure about what they want to confess. I say there's three ways that you can sin. There's only three ways. And they look at me like, really? Really? Now, three ways. Your relationship with God, with each other, and with yourself. But this is true, and Jesus appreciated it. Relationships are always a work in progress. We know for the Christian, there's an ideal that we hear about in Scripture today, in the Gospel, about Jesus saying about marriage. The ideal, it's about two people who commit themselves through thick and thin, in good and bad times, in sickness and health, and until death do they part. You know, those who experience that know they are extremely blessed, because they know a good portion of that came from God. It wasn't just about their efforts, but they realized that it took a lot of effort. Sometimes it takes more effort than other times, but it takes effort. It takes work. Marriage is a work. It's a work of being able to be there for each other and to encourage each other to grow. The problem is, sometimes that doesn't happen. One or the other person just stops doing that. And then there could become troubles. And then there's temptations. And there's just, basically, it falls apart. I feel for those people. I have a very personal experience of that in my own family. I'm not going to go into right now. But I think about any of you out there who are maybe in your second marriage and you want to feel like God blesses that marriage. And I'm here to tell you that if it's good, God has blessed it. You know, God's not going to punish you for a failure, that you failed in the first marriage. Maybe it wasn't your fault, but it failed. We have to move on. And God gives us a second chance, gives us chances all the time. So when we come down to it, it's about us trying to live and move and have our being in God. I pray that in a certain preface right before the Holy Holy. I love that. Because to me, it speaks about what I'm supposed to be about. And that is me personally, but me in relating to others, to show them that I live and I move and I have my being in God. And I believe that they do too. It's an effort. It is always a work in progress. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's wonderful, sometimes it's not so wonderful. But for those of you who have succeeded in your first marriage, God bless you. I'm sure it's taken a lot of effort and grace and a lot of patience and a lot of forgiveness. And the church identifies the primary grace as generosity. It takes so much generosity. And sometimes it even takes creativity. There's a story that I like to tell about a married couple. They come home from their 50th wedding anniversary, and he goes and sits in his lazy boy to watch the football game, and she goes and sits on the couch on end and with the light and reading her book. And she's sitting there basking in the glow of the day and how wonderful it was. And she says to her husband, "Honey, you remember when we were younger? You used to sit on the couch with me." Well, he didn't say a word. He puts his feet down. He walks over and sits on the couch with her. She lets that sink in for a while. She says, "Honey, you remember when we were younger, you used to sit on the couch with me and put your arm around me." He doesn't say a word, but he puts his arm around her. So she really lets that sink in, really waits a long time for that, just enjoying that moment. And finally she says, "Honey, remember when we were younger? You sat on the couch with me, put your arm around me, and nibbled on my ear." Well, he jumps up and runs out of the room. And she's sitting there thinking, you know, 50 years, I should know how far to push him. I've gone too far again. A few minutes later, he comes back. He's standing in the doorway. She said, "What happened?" He said, "I had to go get my teeth." It's funny, sometimes that's what it takes, to go get your teeth. Do whatever you have to do to spark that fire again. For those who have done that, wonderful. For those who are trying to do that, no matter how many times you may have failed, God bless you, and I'm sure God wants to bless you and give you the grace to succeed.